Hey. It's Saturday, well, it might not be actually. As you'll soon find out, neither of us can really work out what day it is today. So, quick hour of power. We've made a couple changes to the structure of the podcast. So we're trying to keep it short, sharp and shiny. If you have to drive or you're doing something that takes you longer than an hour, I suggest you just start listening again. That way it could be 2 hours of power, but the second half will seem a little bit repetitive. With all that said, let's rock and roll, baby.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
I'm gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. You're straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gonna get on with it.
Better not be honeying me, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Auf Wiedersehen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
My name's James, and I'm a Viking that likes to party.
Wow. That threw me off.
Yeah, I was sitting there for the last, like, this is what boggles my mind about me and you, right? You say things like that, and I'm pretty sure you just randomly think of them. I was thinking for the last 45 seconds while you were fucking around. I'm like, all right, I'm going to say I like to party. Where am I going to go with this? I just added the Viking bit at the very last second because I remembered you said the Ancestry sending you a new DNA kit.
So that could be the name of today's podcast. James is a Viking and he likes to party.
Oh, brilliant.
That threw me off. I had something planned.
What? So you do plan these things?
Well, both. Sometimes I open my mouth.
and magic just comes.
I'm not sure where it's going to go before I'm mid-sentence. Sometimes I lose some. Sometimes I'm mid-sentence. I'm like, I've got no idea. And I just come straight out like, sorry, guys.
Don't know what I'm talking
about. And girls sometimes, for some reason, girls just completely zoom me out. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm not sure where I was going with this. Sorry. I'm just gonna back up.
I'm just going to wrap it up for you for a second.
I'm just going to stop and not waste any more of your time.
Yeah, it's like I've said, when you leave me in the room alone quite often, like if you ever have to go out of the room, you're like, oh, just talk to them. Like, if you ever listen to those periods, it's about 10 seconds of me saying I don't know what to talk about, and then the rest of the time me going,
well, that's probably not annoying. Hey, you know what? If you don't like being annoyed, you probably not listen to our podcast.
Yeah. If you don't like, or at least being frustrated, like I feel like that's a fair analogy. Oh,
lovable nitwits is the best analogy you ever get.
Yeah, that'll do. All right.
Hour
of power.
We've had our monthly meeting because we're professionals.
Professionals.
And one of the agenda items was the podcast, so we're bringing it back.
We've brought it back.
We've got a lot of nice equipment, but we've realised
You're talking out of the microphone, just FYI.
Oh, I apologise, good sir. And tip of the hat to you. We've realised
this, James.
We've realised a little mistake we make is we don't really plan ahead, and that works fantastic. We've probably discussed before.
80% of the time,
it works.
Foolproof.
Every time. But we're going to start scheduling a few of the guests because We've got a list of about 10 people that are supposed to be guests on the podcast, and funnily enough, we don't book them in, and that list is just getting bigger and bigger. So, unless your name's Luke.
Unless your name's Luke or Todd.
Yeah. Unless you just happen to be, well, we had the reason that the ones with Luke happen is because we've got a timeline with it.
There's urgency. He creates urgency. He's like, hey man, I'm here till the 10th. It's like, God, we've got to get him on.
He gets us.
Ooh. He understands. He's like, I understand you, nitwits.
I get you. I've got my nice latte.
Latte.
It's nice because I haven't had, I've been having black coffees because I'm on this new eating.
Diet.
Yeah, I don't like the word diet, but new diet.
You're following a different nutrition plan at the moment.
Yeah. I'm mixing everything up.
Okay.
I like, I listened to this dude on a podcast and he was talking about how he does different diets. Like he just experiments on himself and sees what works. Because everyone's different.
True.
And he also is like, one of the first people I ever heard that, like, recognized the fact that no one's going to eat chicken and broccoli
for the rest of their life.
Every day. Like, it's got to be sustainable. Yeah. Whether you even should be eating chicken and broccoli anyway.
Well, I had this conversation this morning. Like, it's
it's just not sustainable. That's, I don't like the word diet, like you just said, because it shouldn't, like, you should just be making, you should be trying to make healthier choices.
Yeah, it's not for a set period of time. No. Diet implies there's an end date, and it's like, well, you're just going to get fat again.
Yeah.
Like, unless you change your lifestyle, or you're going to get skinny again. Whatever your goal is,
you're trying to achieve.
You got to make some changes, and you better. I was just having an Instagram conversation with some random person.
Yeah.
Because they were commented on one of our posts, and I try and give back to the community. No, they just, it seemed like, you know, seemed like a girl that had been making some positive lifestyle steps. And she wanted to have a bit of a chat about her diet. And, you know, she seemed a bit down on herself because she'd, you know, lost a bit of weight and then gone off the rails for a little bit. And now she's hitting it again. I'm like, well, are you better than where you were? Like, if you're continually getting better every day over the course of your life, you're gonna hit your goal eventually, aren't you?
Yeah, it might take you a bit longer.
And there's too many people that, like, yeah, they do that. They do an 8-week challenge and, like, okay, job done. I look really good.
Yeah. Whereas, and then it all goes backwards again, because it's you're not making that life change. You're just doing it for a period of time. But, one of the guys I work with, he's got a mate who's like had to have surgery and stuff. He's like quite heavily overweight to the point where they almost weren't going to operate. He's like a truck driver. Like, you imagine, like, your stereotypical, like, big burly Aussie, like big belly, but they basically said to him, like, you are almost too fat for us to operate on you. But now he's like, he's gone on light and easy, and it's more portion control for him. So he loves cooking, cooks his own food, but he just doesn't understand how much of it to eat. And because he's not outputting, like, you know, you and I can sort of get away with putting extra calories in because we burn them doing stuff, whereas he wasn't. So, like, he'd make a really nice healthy curry, for example, and you'd have one bowl of it. Yeah, cool, it's healthy. But then he'd have like the second and third and fourth bowl. It's like all of a sudden, well, this is why you're putting on the weight, man. So he's using, it's either Weight Watchers or diet, one of those ones where it gives you portion control. But he stopped drinking apparently, like stopped drinking alcohol, stopped drinking soft drink. He's only drinking water.
Just
like,
that.
Yeah.
If you do one thing, maybe go to Vodkas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop drinking if you can. I get you guys. But like just drink water, coffee and alcohol if you must. But water and coffee. And you're good.
Me and my chiro had the same conversation. I was laughing. I can't remember how it came up in conversation. I said to him, like, 80 to 85.
And Jamu. Drink Jamu.
Yeah, Jamu, duh.
You goddamn sons of bitches.
There's more exciting news coming there.
positive reinforcement by my goddamn Jamu.
Jerk.
That's why I'm not in charge of the marketing.
That's why we don't let him talk to people.
Get in the back, boy.
Go fucking do something on a computer. Ah! Oh god! Shit. Seriously, we have done a complete 180,
360, what's 360 plus 180?
1080. No,
520.
Yeah, it's a different unit of measurement.
Quick math. What do you mean?
Man's not hot.
No, 520.
Hey,
that's right.
What?
I'm getting this from Tony Hawk.
I thought it was a snowboarding game. Do you remember that snowboarding game on?
I think that's what poor kids whose parents didn't buy them bloody Tony Hawk.
No, I had Tony Hawk as well, but I'm pretty sure there was.
Oh, so you've been just flaunting it. You got both games,
yeah, mate. Yeah.
Richie Rich over here.
Hey, look.
Did you have McDonald's in your house?
Nah, next door.
That's all I remember from that Richie Rich movie is he had McDonald's in his house.
All I remember of fast food from my childhood is that we got KFC once when we first moved here and mum and dad said it was gross and we were never really allowed to get fast food again. Except like once a month maybe, if we were well behaved, we could go get Hungry Jack's. But it was like a drive to get it and we'd have the vouchers and it just didn't really happen very often.
Oh, so we used to do once a week. It was like, I effectively had a cheat meal before cheat meal was common vernacular.
It was a thing, yeah.
Yeah, it was like Wednesdays after my swimming lesson, we would get McDonald's on the way home.
Yeah, see, ours was Friday, every a fortnight or a month maybe, I can't remember. Like dad would, you know, we'd get in the car and yell to, what was it then? It would have been like a 99 Ford XR8 because he worked for a Ford dealership and we'd potter over to Hungry Jack's and get the 2-for-1 bacon deluxe special. Me and dad would share it. Anyway, I trailed off. My chiro and I were talking about that the other day, like diet stuff.
Trailing off,
yeah. I'm getting back to where I was starting back where I finished, because I was talking about something else after that as well. Oh, yeah, the 520. But I said to him, like, my diet, 85% of the time is, like, bulletproof. Like, I'm very conscious of what I put into my
body. Man of extremes.
Yeah, I'm very conscious of what I put into my body. That meme that you shared the other day sums it up perfectly. Like, oh, no, I don't want to drink any Coke. That's bad for you. But I'll drink my body weight in alcohol. Like, yep, no worries.
I didn't put that up.
Oh.
Have you been cheating on us?
I don't mean so.
How you haven't had social media for a week. Somehow you still managed to see memes, and none of them were anything I posted.
Maybe it was a long time ago.
Well, maybe I was sending you shit.
You were sending, my social media exile, man. Interesting week. Yeah. I didn't talk about it last week when we were on the podcast, I don't think, because I didn't want to mention it because I wanted to see how it went. 100 times more productive.
Yeah?
Yeah. 100, like, definitely. Like, obviously, the back story to that is, last week I decided, like, I'd listened to a few podcasts, read a few articles about social media and its effect on people's mental health and productivity.
Significant issues for mental health.
Yeah, like huge. Like, there's a massive spike in depression and anxiety, and everybody is constantly connected to the internet all the time. And, like, it'd be silly to say that there's no correlation between the two. But anyway.
They've done science.
Science with lab coats. And yeah, like, I had some stuff going on in my life that, I was struggling with, I guess, and I just felt like social media wasn't really helping. So I deactivated everything. I turned it all off. I deleted, deactivated, deleted
the app. You flipped the monopoly board.
I did. I just cracked the shits and said, fuck it, no, I'm turning it all off. The first morning I woke up, and it would have been Wednesday morning, and I go for my walkies early, and it was funny, the alarm went off. I think I've told Matt this. I woke up, my alarm was going off, I picked my phone up, swiped it to turn the alarm off, and the muscle memory in my finger immediately moved up to where the Instagram button was on my phone. And it moved up, and it was just a blank square, and all of a sudden my brain, like, registered, like, oh, that's right, you've turned it off. And I literally smiled, put my phone down, and got out of bed. So this is like 5:30 in the morning. Any other week, I wake up, I obviously go straight to social media, start, like, not looking for anything in particular, just trawling, just seeing, like, who's been online and, like, what's going on, who's...
Looking at bullshit,
but...
Not even anything productive. No, like, we obviously run businesses on social media, so there is...
You could argue
there's a reason we need it.
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons I've limited myself, but turned some of it back on. I smiled, yeah, got up, got out of bed. Every other Wednesday morning without fail prior to last week, I would wake up, look at social media, waste some time, then all of a sudden it's like 5 to 6 and I still need to pack my bag, go make my smoothie, like, get my laptop, do all that other shit. And I was rushing and I was always late. Like, every week I'd be like, look, 2, 3, 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
Always late. So yeah, 2 weeks in a row, because I woke up this morning and I put Instagram back on my phone because I can share stuff for the Bike Hire page to the Facebook page from Instagram.
Yeah.
But I still haven't put Facebook or Messenger back on my phone and don't intend to at this point. I'll check it when I get home later on the computer, on the old PC, so that if someone's messaged me and wants some Jammu, then I can, you know, deal with that. But for the most part, yeah, I'll just be using emails and text them like crazy, man. Text messages. I've been getting heaps of text messages.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. And text messages, it's anyone's guess. Well, I can send you a text message. Sometimes you write straight back. Sometimes you write back an hour later. What are you doing? Don't know.
You know what I noticed as well? I've got some really close friends,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have their mobile number.
Yeah. Yeah. That done so well. Yeah. Luke.
Yeah. Well, Joel said to me the other day, he's like, oh, because he's got rid of his social media as well. He's like, oh, I need your mobile number. I'm like,
what, weirdo?
We've been friends for like, what, nearly 10 years?
Yeah, wow.
And you don't have my mobile number?
I think I've even got his mobile number.
Well, I had his. He didn't have mine because he's a bad person.
Yeah,
if you listen to this, Jules, why don't you have my number? Yeah, I'm very upset.
Bad man. So yeah, that was my little social media experiment. Experiment? Yeah. But I would, 110%, I challenge everyone to do it. Just do it for a week. I only did it for a week.
Where are you, stupider than a monkey?
It sounds like nothing, doesn't it? It sounds ridiculous. Like, oh, can you not do this for a week? But you'd be so, like...
I cannot do anything on a dare.
You watch...
For a week.
You watch...
Like, I could not breathe for a week if you dared me.
I dare you not to breathe for a week. Starting now. Looks like you're breathing through your nose. He reckons he's shaking his head. Well, anyway, I'll let him go blue for a minute. Yeah, the funniest thing you'll notice, like the first, and it got better as the days went on, is you'll pick your phone up, unlock it, and instinctively, like the pathway in your brain Matt's still allegedly not breathing, but we'll see. He's grinning. I think he's breathing. I hope so, because I'm not getting him mouth to mouth. The pathways in your brain, like, it's an addiction. Like, you physically go and look for that icon. And it subsides. Like, I'm still being fairly restrictive. Like, I'm being consciously restrictive at the moment because I feel like it would be an easy habit to fall back into, but we'll see what happens. And I come to the conclusion that if I keep on being addicted to it, then I'm just going to delete it all and make a shell profile that I can run DCE and the bike hire page from and just not use it. My mum is one of the worst ones. And Matt's breathing again. Mum's one of the worst ones. Dad brings it up, and she, not intentionally, but she'll sit there on the iPad at night for, hours.
The older generation worry me because they're late adopters. At least, maybe I'm being presumptuous, but I feel like there's that familiarity with technology that you have because we've been using it. And, I'm sure the next generation are going to be miles ahead of me. Like, kids know how to code already.
Yeah, I know.
But
I still don't know how to.
At least I feel like there's a general sense of awareness that it's not necessarily good for you. Whereas that generation above, I think, like, they still, there's the people, basically people who still watch TV, essentially. Like, they're not quite, I have a deep distrust of, like, the media and social media and companies, because I know that, like, I'm their product. Like, nothing's for free.
Yeah,
like,
it's all marketing, man.
They're not giving it to free. I'm their product.
Data.
So I've just got to take that into consideration when I watch the news, when I go on social media like that. They're not my friend. There's valuable things you can do from that, but spending every night for 2 hours watching Married at First Sight might not be a very good way to spend my time, but hey, each their own. I watch and do dumb shit. Getting punched in the head isn't the best thing for your health every night, and I do that most nights anyway. But you know what I have been doing with social media? I've mentioned it to you a couple of times though, because I've been doing social media intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I mean, I can't call you on this because I don't have any of it on my phone anymore, but I did note, I did notice that you were online some of the times you said you weren't going to be there.
Oh, I'm better, I'm good and bad at it.
Dare I say it?
What?
You were cheating on your intermittent fasting.
Well, you're not cheating on it, it's just, I'm trying to be a better person, I'm not 100%.
Yeah, well, we know that.
It's something I'm trying to do, like a diet, a little bit better. But essentially what I try and do is I'm trying to move the time at night up.
Yeah.
I didn't make this up. Someone told me about it. They put their phone in airplane mode at 6 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
I haven't built myself up to that stage yet. But I do get a 3 hour gap when I'm training every night. So I don't generally I'm on and I'm before training or after training to post. But essentially what I do at some period, the earliest I've managed to do it is about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But usually by 10:30, 11 at the latest, I'm off social media. So if someone sends me a text message or if someone's...
10:30, 11 p.m.
Yeah, at night.
How much later are you up?
Like 12:31.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, baby steps, man.
Yeah.
So if someone...
I just mean that's a late time to go to bed. Like, not that's a small window.
I usually leave at 4 o'clock every morning.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I just don't like going to bed. To go to bed, you got to get up and go to work. If I stay up, I get to have fun. I'm a very mature man.
That's the most brilliant, retarded thing you've ever said.
I'm a big child. But yeah, so I turned it off. I'll still reply to Messenger and text message. Because to me, that's a conversation. Like the fact that I'm using Messenger, it's the same as sending a text message. The only danger of that is I found a few times because I'm talking to someone on Messenger, the muscle memory kicks in. So I'm conscious of that.
Yeah.
And after a certain time, I just stopped running back on Messenger as well.
Well, the thing, but that's what would do my head in, for example. So, on Messenger, I'll send you a message.
Yeah.
And it'll pop up and be like, Matt's online. And then you'll go offline. I'll be like, oh, you fucker. I've sent you a message. Yeah. Respond to it. When I send you a text, I don't have that liberty.
Yeah.
So, and I know you can flip the toggle to make it not show you, but it still shows you the other person.
Yeah, I don't fucks with that. If I see something come up and I don't want to be on the phone, it's not because I don't like you. It's just because I'm not using my phone right now.
I don't go
out of my way to be sneaky or to not be sneaky. I use my phone how I'll use my phone and hope people don't take offense.
Yeah. I there's a few times where I'll be like asking you something or I'd send you a message and be like, oh, what about this? And then it'll be like, Matt's online, Matt's offline, Matt's online, Matt's offline. I'm like, fucker, I don't know what you're doing, but it's not, you're like, I need you to respond now. Where else? Yeah.
I send you I'm probably having a messenger conversation because like I get because the messenger opens up differently, so I'll reply.
Yeah.
And turn off and I put my phone down the side room again. Yeah. And then 5 minutes later, I'll reply to the message again, like a text message.
Yeah.
But the big thing I found that helps me is not so much at night; it's first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't. So I do my first Instagram social media post at 9 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I don't like scheduling them because I feel it's a little bit less personable. I've got my pictures and posts and stuff that I've got set up and what I just post it to when I feel like in the morning.
Yeah.
But so I have to, well, I don't have to, but that's what I'm doing at the moment.
That's what you choose to do.
But I notice the same thing as you. I used to wake up at 7:30. The first thing I do is I open my phone and I scroll through Facebook for 5 minutes.
And it becomes 10 minutes and then all of a sudden you need to be at work.
So now I don't, on the other side of it is I don't use it in the morning until I'm ready to post
for Instagram. Yeah, fair enough.
So it's like, it's baby steps and eventually I want to build that up. I don't want to be a social media exile because I think we need it. And it's about having healthy strategies. Yeah. It's like you don't stop eating because you're eating shit. And same as you don't stop eating, like, this is a bad example because like I'm more than happy to not eat McDonald's the rest of my life. But when I was on holidays, I ate some McDonald's. Like, it's not that I don't ever eat McDonald's. It's just that I have a much healthier relationship
with what I'm doing. What some people do,
You just got to treat it that way.
Yeah.
And I don't stay home from training to go on social media. I do my meditation when I, instead of going on social, like I've still got my other things that I do. Because I'm better than you.
I've just found
you personally, everyone listening.
Yeah, no, but I've just found it was so much easier this week to be productive as well. Like I've been consecutively every day, like probably working to an extent more than, well, it's hard. Like people, I was talking to the, obviously last weekend I was at the CrossFit Fit Wars and I was talking to the owner of the Wad Life and he was saying like, he's like, oh, you know, people always ask me how I do it or how I did it. And, obviously they're, for those of you that don't know, running a very successful CrossFit, online CrossFit business. They've got a warehouse. They're turning over, like the numbers that he was telling me sort of made my toes curl a little bit. He was saying like, oh, you know, people ask how I do it. And
I give a shit.
Well, no, he goes, I don't sleep. I'm like, what? And he's like, I sleep 4 hours a night. And he goes, and 99% of people, if you said, hey, I'll pay you $1,000 a day to only sleep 4 hours a night, would you do it? And everyone's like, no, I need my sleep. And he's like, well, then you're never going to be in the position that I'm in. I'm like, well, that in my opinion is not a healthy relationship to have with work. But I found over the last week, because I'm not, you know, I'll sit down and spend 10, 15 minutes 3 or 4 times a day just scrolling through fucking various news feeds. Instead, when I find myself getting bored, if I'm like, okay, I'm doing this job or I'm doing, you know, I'm doing a file for work or whatever, I find myself getting to the point where it's like, okay, I need a break for a minute. I'll go pick up the guitar or I'll go and start a bit of food prep or I'll flick over and like redesign a Jamu label or send an email.
You're a little butterfly.
Yeah.
You're a little butterfly. I don't know how you do that because I'm a bit more rigid.
Yeah. I told you with these podcasts, man, like an hour after I've done anything for an hour or so.
Yeah.
I get to the point where I'm like, I need a new stimulus. So it works really well for me because I'm running three different, like I'm working a 40-hour-a-week job. And running two businesses, which are probably taking up, you know, X amount of time and footy training and weights and all the other various bits and pieces.
Amazing how much time you got when you watch TV, though.
Oh, I know. But yeah, like, Ben was saying, he's like, oh, Benjamin. So many people, he's like, you know, they're just stuck in this routine of like, oh, you know, I don't want to work for the man, but they're not willing to actually work for themselves.
And yeah, you can stop that one word early. I don't want to work.
Yeah, exactly.
But I want to get to the point where, because I'll be bored if I was doing nothing.
Yeah.
I want to get to the point where what I'm doing every day doesn't feel like work.
Yeah, it's like, okay, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go make a video for something or I'm going to, you know, like,
yeah, I'm happy to do it hard. And hard and fast. full of enthusiasm. I'm happy to put in the effort. I just don't. I just want to have some ownership.
Yeah.
But even like, have that approach to my work at the moment. It's like, I'm in a good team. I'm in a good good spot. So I'm actually, it's amazing how much of a difference just being in a good mindset.
That's true,
And some of that's within your control. Some of that's outside of your control. But a lot more of that's within your control than you are willing to give it credit.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll pay that.
You pay that for $1?
I'll pay that for $1. I feel like in this podcast, in probably like 20 minutes of podcast, I've spoken more than I have in the 17 prior.
Yeah, I am trying to take a little bit of a different approach with myself on the podcast because I'm a talky talker.
Yeah, well, I'm just not letting you talk. I'm just taking every time you cut me off and start talking about something else, I just sort of go back to what I was.
We've got to manage it because I it's a floor of mine. I don't mind the sound of my own voice.
This is a floor of yours.
No, that's actually a roof.
Well, depends. Shit. Hey, it's all about
flipped it on its head.
Well, sort of. If you flipped it on its head, we'd be upside down.
It is interesting that you talk about like the different way we approach things though, because we've had a few chats and reflected on how we work together. We work quite well together, but I think we're both people that don't necessarily work very well with everyone else.
Yeah.
We have very unique working styles.
I think we're both just very we're pretty direct.
Yeah.
But a lot of direct people you meet are those really like super high IQ. Not that we're stupid, but a lot of the people I've met, the ones that are really direct are like your 140 IQ, like your Trents,
and
like that.
They're a bit direct.
Yeah, it's almost like on the spectrum. Again, I'm just a more personable person on the spectrum. I know exactly what you mean. And it boggles my mind. And I can't tell whether you're just doing it for the sake of arguing at the moment. The Dropbox thing the other day. You're like, I'm going to draw this design, take a photo and send it to you. I'm like, okay, no, how about we just put it on the Dropbox? Because you've now trained me to use the Dropbox for everything. And you're like, I'm just going to draw a picture and send it to you. I'm like, I'll make a file in the Dropbox for you. You're like, I can't just fucking sit on my computer at my desk. I'm drawing a picture. I'm like, all right, man, you do whatever the fuck you want to do, but you're the one that told me to use Dropbox.
I think it's, we're both all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we sync up. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we swap.
It's been very entertaining. You did it with something else the other day.
Yeah, we've got three or four times now. It's like, I feel like I'm James. I know. I'm like, I feel like I'm being the one that just being a little bit unprofessional.
Just arguing
right
for the sake of arguing. I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to, and you know what? And I feel like I'm being the mat. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let you fucking wear yourself out and I'll carry on doing one of the other things I think you're going to do.
Have you ever done like a Myers-Briggs or like any of the personality tests?
I think so, but I can't remember. I know I recognise the word Myers-Briggs. I reckon they do something to do with the fiery personality testing.
There's lots of different variations. Yeah. If you've ever done a personality test, they generally put you into four quadrants. And I get very weird results. And I'll tell you what I get and then I'll predict what I think you get.
Yeah.
So essentially there's four quadrants in the one that I did. One is, you are very well structured and organized, but from a non, like process, not technical. So not like a finance person, not a coder. You just like, you get shit done.
Follow rules.
Like governance. You make the rules, you can get
guidelines.
It all done.
Within guidelines, you follow guidelines. Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one which is like a people person. You know, you're friendly, you're a people person. There's another one where you're like, a typical IT person or a finance, like, you're spreadsheets and numbers.
Yeah.
Spreadsheets and numbers.
Yeah.
And the last one is like creative person.
Yeah.
I always score really high on creative and process, which are opposite. The same as like it's not exact science, but the IT person and the personable person is almost the exact opposite well. So I score equally average in coding and people person, and that makes sense to me. I can do that stuff if I need to, but that's not natural. Yeah. And then there's the process one, which anyone that ever meets me would go, not in a million years.
Yeah.
But you probably notice that when we get down, like,
when you decide that you want to put a process in place, you implement it. Yeah.
I'm more than happy to operate in the chaos and I think I'm quite good at it and I like being creative. But once we decide that we're going to put a process in place.
Unless it's using the Dropbox.
It's going to be my goddamn process and it's going to be perfect. If you want me to fit in a box, it's going to be the best goddamn box you've ever seen and it's going to make sense. But otherwise, let me stay out of my box. Otherwise, you kick me out of your box, okay? Whereas I reckon you would be the creative and the people person. Like, because you're a big, like, you get energized by talking to people.
I hate being by myself.
Yeah.
It does my head in. I get lonely. Not, like, depressed lonely. I just get bored. Like, people are always like, oh, that'd be heaps good working from home. Like, it is some, to a degree.
Yeah. We would be better off, I'd be better off working from home than you, my personality.
No, nah, because when I'm in the office, I get nothing done because people come and talk to me.
Mean from like getting work done wise. I meant like mental health.
Oh yeah, but I just like ring you, and then you know I make phone calls. I'm always talking
about looking for a friend.
Yeah, I just like you've said a few times, like you are more of an introvert, and you need to be quiet and away by yourself to recharge your batteries. Whereas I enjoy being I just enjoy being outside more than anything. Like I hate being indoors.
Yeah. I notice if I leave the building, I like being, like I like to sit outside in restaurants because I'm inside all the time. I want to be outside.
But you, like, even to down to things like, I think we spoke about it the other day, like Uber Eats.
Yeah, I love that.
The only time I'll use Uber Eats is if I am too drunk to go and get my food. Pretty much, or like the other week on the podcast when I couldn't, like, unless there's some reason that I physically can't go and do it, I'll generally go and get my own food. Whereas you, every weekend I'll come over and you'd like...
I'll get Uber Eats a couple times a weekend.
Yeah. And it boggles my mind. I'm like, I like to get out and, you know...
It's worth $5 to me to not have to do something.
Yeah.
I'll happily go sit outside in the sun for 5 minutes, but if I can pay someone $5 to do a job for me I don't want to do...
Yeah.
Beautiful.
See, I'll quite often, like, especially now the weather's nice as well, like on the weekends, if we're... On the odd weekend that I actually have spare time now, if I want to, like, breakfast was a good one. We used to do it a lot back in, like, when I was living with Benny and, oh, well, when Benny was living with Sally and that. Going to the shops, like, having breakfast on a Sunday morning was, like, an adventure. So Benny and I would get up at, like, 9:30, and we'd walk an hour to the Foodland because it didn't open until 11 or whatever. So we'd go for a walk, get a coffee, buy our groceries, walk back to the house, like have a big cook up, like it was a big, like it was an event, I guess, But I'm the same now, like if I've got an hour or two to kill, I'll walk to Foodland, which is like 4 or 5 k's down the road.
Yeah. We see things differently. I need to have a purpose in what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't.
I recognize
that. Sometimes my purpose is just.
You're much better at smelling the roses than me.
Yeah.
Because I notice it when we drive, like we've got, so We've got to drive to Barossa.
Yeah.
To go
meet with some, do some secret Jammu
secret Jammu stuff. And then we've got to drive from the Barossa to McLaren Vale.
Moana, but yeah.
Same shit. For our international listeners, we're in Adelaide, which is wine regions. We've got two different wine regions.
One's in the north, one's in the south.
Yeah. So it's about, I don't know, Barossa's about an hour and a half north of the city. And McLaren Vale, what, about an hour, hour and a half south of the city.
Yeah.
So to drive from one to the other is a bit of a drive.
It's a bit of a trek.
And funnily enough, James lives on the south of the city and I live on the north of the city. Yeah, so, but hey, that's what you're going to do to be a businessman, four hours sleep a night.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not supporting the whole 4 hours sleep a night thing, but, yeah, you just got to be willing to work hard. Which some people don't, you know, I'm amazingly lucky. You're amazing. Like we are very, very lucky in that we're in the position where we can do this. But I think people are starting to realize now that it's not like now that we're actually being more serious about what we're doing, people are taking us more seriously. Before they were just like, oh, these two fucking idiots have just made a Facebook page. It's like, nah, I've invested pretty much all of my expendable income.
Yeah.
Into the time, like, this effort, and the money. Bikes. Between this and the bikes, it's like I've pretty much spent all my buffer now. So
I'm all in, baby.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, and I think it started to show in the way that we're working on the bomb project.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also our mindset. Now, we had a chat last year because we were fluffing around for a little bit. Like we were like, we want to do something. We're not quite sure what I want. You know, we had our list of outcomes, which I think is a great way to do it, but it was like, you know, give something back, do something I enjoy and get goddamn rich. I would do.
Yeah. Money Mayweather.
Dollar bills y'all.
Yeah.
And it's only really been like, you've got to have that phase. You know, we tried a few bits and pieces and we're still maintaining it. But we're maintaining everything that we found value that we wanted to do. We're still doing. It's just that we're focusing our energy a little bit more onto things that we found to work. Yeah. And, you know, we're having our weekly and monthly meetings. We've got our project schedule. We're using the skills.
We're doing all those things that we said we were never going to do.
I think part of that was that, you know, that mindset, I want to do what I want to do every day. Well, that doesn't mean you don't apply the skills.
Like, yeah. There's a reason that, like, multinational companies do these things, but we just don't.
There's a reason that large organizations pay us a lot of money to do work for them. It's because, you know, as much as people want to say, like, we do have a particular set of skills, and it's pretty stupid to not
utilize them.
Yeah. I can continuous improvement project management. I get paid lots of money to do that. So why would I not
do it with your own business? Yes.
Why would I muck around with my own business? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, I just get paid to talk to people essentially and get them to use our services. So.
Yeah, you're a brand manager, man. Yeah. Funnily enough, both of our skill sets are very, very good.
And opposite.
Yeah. And the things that we're not necessarily good at are luckily things you can pay someone to do. Like, we need an account keeper at some stage.
Dad.
Yeah.
Your dad.
Hello, can you please help us?
But Dad, if you're listening to this, would you like to be our accountant?
Ooh.
I don't hear a response.
Oh, it's my phone's not ringing. So what else? What's up?
Pretty much it, man.
Mm.
I had a panic attack just before. Well, not an actual panic attack, but I thought that I had forgotten I had a football training day on Saturday and that you and I were doing the Barossa thing on Saturday.
I'm like, Sunday, mate.
Yeah, I was just like...
But it is Saturday today.
Yeah. No, tomorrow. It's Friday night right now.
Friday night and I feel alright.
Now nobody knows what's going on.
It's like, I don't even know what day it is.
So. I was like, oh, shit. I'm pretty excited about that. Apparently we've got some guest speakers coming. We're going to be there at 7 in the morning, which is not heaps excited about because it's like 35 minutes from my house and, you know, quick math. That means I've got to be up at like 6.
On Saturday.
Big old day. And I've got a thing with you on later tonight.
Yeah.
Winks, James.
It is interesting though. Like one thing I noticed from this weekend. So effectively, for those that are playing at home, I don't want to say I'm not drinking, but I've significantly curbed my drinking. Like, I drank on Australia Day. Yeah. I haven't drunk. Like, there's been whole weekends at a time when I'm not drinking, which...
Sounds horrible.
Not even having a beer is quite a change in lifestyle for me, because I've probably for a few years now, I haven't been getting white girl wasted very often, because I'm a respectable 30-year-old man. But I still have a lot of social events that, for me, my relaxing and unwinding time involves alcohol, so changing that up. But on top of that, on the weekends, like, because our business is actually going well, I'm spending the whole weekend either doing stuff for the business or fixing stuff, like being productive. So yeah. I didn't train all weekend, which is weird for me. Normally I do stuff.
What did you do on Saturday morning?
I didn't train.
Why?
I was fixing the toilet.
Ah,
doing all kinds of things. I was either fixing bits around the house, and then we had to spend all day making jamu again. We had to do things. It's like I was so tired Monday. I'm like, I thought not drinking.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, carry on, though.
I thought on a Monday I was going to be like, oh, beautiful. I'm great. I haven't had a drink on the weekend. I've been productive. No, dead tired.
I was ready. I was if looks could kill, I would have strangled you through the phone on Sunday as well. Because I'd done, like, what was it? So Saturday, I was in the Central Markets all day from, 8:30 in the morning. I was here with you Friday night drinking. You weren't drinking, but I was. Got up Saturday, went to the markets, was there till like 4, came back here, we drove down, did Jammu, got home, got back here, what, like 10 o'clock at night or whatever?
Yeah.
I passed out on the couch because I was knackered. Got up Sunday morning, went back to the markets, was on my feet doing fucking CrossFit Fit Wars all day till 4. Then I ring you when I'm on my way home. You're like, oh, how'd you go? And I'm giving you a rundown of everything. You're like, oh, yeah, man, like... Having a relaxed weekend, like not training and just doing like odd jobs and stuff, it's really exhausting. I'm just like, oh, is it? Please tell me more about how exhausted you are, you precious little fucking flower. You're like, yeah, man. I'm like, I'm just knackered. I'm like, okay, I'm going home now. And I think I ended up going to Trent's and having a beer. I was just like, fuck's sake.
What a dickhead.
I could have fucking punched you through the phone. I was like, you wanker.
Well, you know, I'm the A-game. you're the little worker bee.
Fuck, it made me laugh. I was like, I laugh about it now on Sunday. Like I said, that would fucking kick you in the nuts. I like how I've gone from kill to strangle to punch to kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the order I'd like.
I've gone through that. Well, if I've killed you first, at least you won't feel the kick in the nuts.
I'd rather you not kill me.
Yeah, but I'd rather you didn't feel the kick in the nuts.
Pew pew!
Anyway, other than that, I think that's pretty much all I've got.
Yeah, well, I'll do this. I'll do the jam. Are you on board with the Jammu competition?
No, stop giving away all my product. That's my job.
I'm going to give away as a prize.
A prize?
Yeah, it's going to be like I'm going to do a post. I'm going to share Luke's beautiful photo that he's taken.
Oh, for you could make that photo for this podcast.
Oh, I could make that the photo for this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit on. Is that a bit busy?
I don't think so.
Because I think we should do it separate. Because that's you can't have the podcast and the competition. That'll get too much.
Okay, so what's this competition you want to run?
I'm going to share Luke's photo for the podcast. Oh, sorry, forget that. I confused myself.
Where am I?
I'm going to share Luke's photo of Jammu on Instagram and Facebook.
Correct.
And just basically do the tag a friend who needs Jammu or like or share or whatever. And I'll pick a random winner in a week and we'll give you a free bowl of Jammu.
I don't mind that idea.
Yeah.
But,
here we go.
But.
You know, any buts I like are Latino women.
Not your wife?
She's Latino, I believe.
Right there, I'm just looking it up in my head.
Hey.
Nope, she's not Latino.
Hey, let's not do these things to each other.
Right? Diana is African American.
She told me she was Fijian. She sent me a photo from like 1940s. Black and white of his, like, when they first discovered Fiji. I don't know what day it was. But, yeah, it was his villages in Fiji. Oh, this is my grandpa. I believed her. She had me going for a while.
That's the best thing I think I've ever heard she's done.
Yeah, I don't know
whether that's positive or negative.
I was not even mad in the slightest.
No, I wouldn't be. That's amazing. That's not what I expect from Diana.
And she never corrected me.
On?
Ever. I had to figure it out for myself that she wasn't Fijian. Well, she never told me. I think she assumed that no one would be stupid enough to believe that she's Fijian. But never corrected me on it.
That's the best thing. That is the best thing I've heard today.
Oh, it's good.
I'll note that down.
That's our little joke. She's my Fijian princess.
Weirdo. Yeah, so I like the competition, but it's so mainstream, like like and share, like and tag a friend. Can we make it a bit more like pow pow?
Okay, how? Mr. Ideas Man.
Someone has to post a video of them. No, because nobody will do it.
Yeah, you're making shit onerous on people.
Alright, just give away a free bottle of product. But if they live somewhere far away, can try and, like, if they live far away.
I'll pay for it out of my own money. Alright?
You don't have any money.
Tomorrow I get paid.
Yay!
This is how much I like people. I'm going to buy them a Jammu. No, I'm not. I'm going to buy them with my own money. This isn't happening. I'm going to get the money. I'm going to transfer it to, not a million years, transfer it into the DC account. And then, this isn't going to happen.
I felt weird transferring because people had given me cash for Jammu the other day and I had to transfer it out of my account. And I was like, aww. I just wanted to keep, I just wanted to keep this cash and not put it in there, but I feel like being honest and, you know, building my business, I guess.
The right thing to do.
If I must.
If I have to.
Alright, competition time, guys.
Competition
Matt's
time.
Matt's gonna share a post, a picture of Luke. I'm gonna say tonight, but it's not gonna be.
Some stage, because it could take me a while to release this podcast, and God knows when it is, and I'm not sure what day it is today.
Because we're being very, very evasive.
Oh, and I'm elusive. Just stupid.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So yeah, at some stage we're gonna do a competition, probably in the past, from by the time we're about to release it.
We're speaking to you from the future.
Fun segment. Okay. Fun little segment. You pretend you're in the future.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay.
Shit. Now I'm going to think of some questions. Oh. Okay.
That was me speaking a different language because we've gone past languages and
become... How far in the future are you? 2050, I want.
Binary.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. 2050. All right. What are we now? 2018.
Yeah.
Cool.
2050.
Yeah, cool. Gotcha.
Do Apple exist anymore?
No.
Everyone hates Apple.
Yeah, nah, they're done.
We got rid of it. When did they go bust?
2023.
Yeah. Fuck Apple.
Yeah, everybody just got sick of them being so non-compatible. And
wait, we released this on iTunes.
That's alright. No, they tried to change. They tried to adapt with the times, but
we love the Overlord, Apple. Please don't take us off iTunes.
Or take us off, whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah, actually, Apple. Fuck you, Apple. Take us off iTunes. I'll go straight to the media.
Yeah, you make me famous, bitch.
I'll take this to the president.
Mr. Obama. Oh, that's right. It's not him anymore, is it?
Yeah, it's
oh, no. Obama's president again.
Oh, shit. What? Oprah's president.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
All right.
Next I love question. That. But did you... side tangent.
2020.
Everyone's like, oh, Oprah should be president. I'm why? Like, isn't voting for someone because they're popular... Like, they're just popular for a different reason. Isn't that exactly the same
exactly
shit?
Exactly why Trump got
fucking hypocrites.
Yep.
It's like, oh, Oprah, what qualifications that maybe she would be good? I'd want to see some fucking strong political qualifications.
Okay.
It's just like, oh, it's just fucking idiots, mate. There's 10% idiots on both sides saying dumb shit. And everyone else is too afraid to say, that's stupid. Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah, nobody wants to hurt anyone.
I'll say it right now. That's stupid.
That's dumb.
No, you know what? You know who'd make a great president? Mr. Bean. I love these movies. Fucking hell, man.
Kanye. Alright, next question, please.
Next question. In the future.
Yes.
Do people still have foreskins?
Yes. No, they still...
They stop circumcision or they still do it?
I think they can do it, but it's frowned upon.
What is genital mutilation?
Yeah, and it's just kind of weird.
Strongly encouraged by doctors for some reason.
Was. I don't think it is anymore.
I think they've kind of realised that they're...
It's like smoking, man. Doctors used to be like, ah, come here, we're going to cut a bit of his dick off and give him a cigarette. And now they don't give him the cigarette anymore, and they're like, oh, we might cut a bit of his...
Yeah, doctors off. Are boring. It used to be cool. What happened, doctors?
Yeah, what happened, doctors? Here, have some cocaine.
Yeah, used to give babies cocaine, give them cigarettes, and cut their willies off.
Anyway,
the good old days.
The good old days.
Make I feel like, yeah, Australia so... great again.
Oh, fit in or fuck off.
Yabber a bit because I'm trying to think of another question.
Well, I was just going to recap on, like, yeah, I think the whole, like, you know, we're trending away from that now. Like, I wonder, I'd love to get some statistics. One day when this is like a podcast with a, you know, like a Joe Rogan style and we've got a little person over there.
Why do they have to be little?
Because then we can call him...
Well, I'd like to correct James. We would equally employ a tall person.
Yeah, but we could call him Little Louie.
You know, it'd be funny if he was giant.
And we couldn't that's Louis. Right. Isn't that like they call fat people slim and that's tall mean. People shorty and short people Hightower?
I don't know. Sure.
Black people white.
No, Hightower is tall.
Yeah, but you call small people
but Hightower. Hightower was from Police Academy.
Yeah, but I'm sure more than one person has been called Hightower.
Nut.
In the entire
nut,
history.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Another question for you.
Yeah.
What was the gross turnover of DCE for 2050?
Oh. I pick a made up big number.
Oh. That is a big number.
It's too big to describe. Or we've gone full not for profit charity. One way or the other.
Can't we do both? No, I don't like not-for-profit charity. I like
it was like they're lying, isn't it?
I know.
You might not be for profit, but someone's making money.
Well, I think it's the old
homage.
No, there certainly are. Not that I look into it that much. I'm going to shoot from the hip like I always do and make a grand sweeping statement that completely disparages a lot of people's hard work and effort based on no facts other than what I decided I felt like saying. But
at least you prefixed it.
You pay peanuts to get monkeys.
Good one.
Yeah. No, but like, I watched a very convincing TED talk about this. No, but it did make a lot of sense. It was like, there's this big thing, besides the old charities that aren't really charities, you know, you find out those charities like the such and such foundation, not to pick on anyone in particular, where they, you know, they took in $500 million and they paid 0.001% actually out for doing something.
So doing help.
Because it was administrative costs. So there's two sides to every coin, but they actually had a tax exempt. Non-for-profit status, so where you go. But there's a stigma with some charities to not pay anyone any money. It's like, I would much rather the charity run as a business, make $100 million profit, and pay your CEO $3 million, whatever CEOs get paid, and make $50 million that actually goes towards charity.
Yeah.
Other than... Do it all, pay people either small wages or not at all, and make $500,000. Like, what is your end? It's outcomes focused. The outcome is to try and make the world a better place.
Yeah, but what if you were a not-for-profit, and you had the choice between making $100 million, paying $50 million to charity, and then having $50 million as administrative costs, or having...
Here we go with this.
$90 million as administrative costs and $10 million went to the charity. Well, but you're a not-for-profit.
Well, that's where I don't think you should be not for profit. Like, yeah. I think you should pay tax.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would be better
off. You're dodging tax. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
The pay peanuts thing, like, to say, I don't have an issue with you getting the people that are really good in to make your business work better, but you just pay them and they pay tax.
Oh yeah, it's a morality thing. So like our business, like we are going to do things for charity. Like we did our mental health day barbecue.
That was prostate cancer.
Whatever it was. You know, we even shit back. Well, I wanted to do it for men's mental health, but
I think we tied
it. I chucked a couple of men's health day posts up as well, so that's what I think about it. But like, we did that. Like, no one gave us any money for it. We did it out of money that we didn't have. We weren't making any profit then, so we paid it out of our own money. Like, we are trying to make money as a business. Now, I want this to be a profitable business, but I also want to do
nice shit.
Yeah.
Reminds me, I got an email from the Tammy D Foundation the other day about the youth mentoring program, which I need to get on with.
Yeah. Well, that's probably our next thing to think about. Maybe we'll schedule that for our next monthly meeting. Like, what's our next charity thing? Because I reckon, like, at least something every 3 months or so. Yeah.
Open to suggestions as well. If you've got a charity that you support, and, like, don't send in, like, the Bank of fucking Matt's Sisters charity. Katie, I'm looking at you. If you've got a charity you're passionate about, I'm kidding, Katie, you would still have paid. But, if you've got a charity you're passionate about that you have done work with before or you think would be well suited to us, like, even if we're just going and helping do, like, I feel like I'm, could be more utilized better than just cooking a barbecue, but, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's because that is hard, it's hard to find a good, there's so many charities, and as we alluded to, some percentage of those are bullshit.
Preferably not religious ones.
I don't really care, to be honest, as long as they're doing something. Because I always used to have a bit of a perception of religion, and it's shifted over the years, because I've seen a few examples of people... What if it's
an Islamic religion?
I don't care.
I was hoping that you'd react.
As long as you're doing the right thing, I don't really care I don't really care what story makes you want to do it. It doesn't bother me, as long as you're like, again, outcomes focused. Are you being a good person?
Yeah.
Because there's a bit too much that, here's my 2 cents. It's a bit like the whole atheist thing.
This is what really grinds my gears.
And you see these people that like turn atheism into a religion, and they like, that's their tribe.
I think atheism is a religion, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just like, idiots. Like I saw this,
arguably, that's everyone.
I watched a TV show. Sorry, I saw a clip of a TV show. It was like the atheist's version of like a sermon type thing.
Yeah, right.
Absolute pieces of shit. It was stupid. Didn't make any sense. I'm like, what do you care? Like, how much time and effort are you spending trying to like make other people feel bad about themselves?
Yeah.
Like, believing in religion isn't intrinsically wrong good or evil.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this?
Because they want to convey, they want people to align to their club.
Yeah. Because they are not dedicating their time and energy to positive things.
Anyway.
Hey, Barry White's in the house.
You don't sound anything like Barry
White. No, I don't know how to do a Barry White voice.
Anyway. Social Media Exile. We're running a Jammu competition.
Allegedly.
Like and share. In the words, have you got anything else to say?
No.
Something I will leave you all with is the slogan of a business. I'm not going to tell you what business
No, it is. I'm back.
Carry on.
I just put it away. Well, no, Hour of Power. Change that podcast. That's all I want to say.
Okay. I'll leave you with the slogan of a business. It's a local business. I won't tell you who it is because it's irrelevant.
Is it a coffee company?
No.
Do you own part of this business?
No. I kind of wish it wasn't for this business because I like it, but no, I think it just, I don't know, anyway.
This is for our business now. Now it's our slogan.
It's our slogan, even though they've probably got it patented or trademarked or something.
I don't know what the slogan is.
Be silly. Be honest. Be kind.
Wow.
Good night.
Well, that's bullshit.